We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm always excited, and this is the Total Celebrity segment, I'm always excited to bring on writers and producers and learn about a great film. I think this has a great message, especially this church, and any time to help the homeless. So I'm excited to welcome the program writer and producer Art Aris of No Vacancy. Art, thanks for stopping by. How are you, man?
Great to be with you.
Absolutely. Let's just jump into specifically enough the whole vision of this, how this started.
Well, we have primarily been a comic book publisher. Kingstone Studios created the most complete graphic adaptation the Bible has ever been done. We've done a lot of other stuff, and I've had some film and television things that have been successful for me. But the church where I attend, I really felt the story needed to be told, because it was a church that made just a huge sacrificial decision to not build a worship center, but use the money literally for the homeless and the drug addicted and the medically needy in the community. And that's kind of the first part of the miracle, but the second part of the miracle is what happens is documented in the film.
Very good. We don't want to give that away.
No.
Once you found out about this, how did this happen that you found out to be part of it?
Well, it's a church where I'm attend. I'm on staff. And I also even though I'm CEO of a media company, I also have really involved in this great church. It's a huge church. And we're very well known literally throughout the United States, and really felt there's been the ABC affiliate from Orlando have been over multiple times to do stories. We've had international television that's come in, and there've been documentaries made about it, but I really felt that the story needed to be told in the context of the motion picture. And that's really how No Vacancy movie came about.
So the process of going, raising money, getting all the different things in place, and then finding the right actors to play the different roles. And then there you go.
Yeah. And, you know, that's always a challenge, but we had, you know, it's not my first rodeo raising capital, but really kind of cast a vision of doing this, because the last 2 years, everything has been, as far as film distribution, has really been upended, you know, with COVID and the change in streaming and everything. So we really felt that this is an opportunity to get it in theaters, but also, you know, for streaming and make the story widely known. So the other thing is too, that we're seeing happen, and the movie's not even out yet, but we're having a lot of interest, like all over the world, different regions wanting to get it, you know, in their country, whether it's Germany, UK or whatever. But with the comic books we do, like our comic books are in over 60 languages.
Wow.
And we find out that there's just a lot of people that really, these very compelling stories. One of the things, Neil, that just totally caught me off guard about the movie was, first one that I hired was T.C. Stallings, because I felt he was perfect for this person. Okay. Who actually was a good friend of mine, and I wanted somebody who fit him well. But then, you know, Dean Cain came on, and then we had Sean Young. But I didn't realize how much actors like to play a true story, a real person. And so they really came guns loaded. They did a tremendous job.
I'm learning more and more of that, because then, you know, when you're an independent film, you have more of a creator role as an actor, especially if you're a actor that can come in and really look at that character versus at times in the studio budget, where it's this major feature that's from a studio, you don't have the ability to really play your character the way you'd like to play it. And then there's more of a conversation. And I think it's a learning experience as well. And I think that's what independent films have made great, is that you get these great actors and working with these new talents, and together they put together something really special. And you've wanted to see that for this church for so long. And now you have that opportunity, and through your media company and saying, okay, I'm going to put this together. It's been a passion, a love for you, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Kingstone Studios, we're already pretty well known in the faith market, and we're kind of expanding more into some general market things. But one of the things that always I just have a very strong conviction on is if it's considered a Christian product, it really needs to be quality. And I was listening to one of the interviews that Dean Cain did the other day, and he said, man, this is just it's a well done film. And we have big people on doing the soundtrack. We have, you know, we had great talent in director of photography. So, I mean, it looks and feels like a big motion picture. It's not a little, it's not like a little, you know, filmed it with a little 16 millimeter camera. I mean, it looks and feels big and strong. And the reviews we're getting is really strong. Movie Guy just came out with a really good review a couple of days ago.
And that's fantastic. So give us the premise without giving away the whole thing.
Well, you know, it's kind of a little bit like the movie Crash. You've got different characters and how their lives end up merging. So the three main characters, even though there's some other characters along, the main character is T.C. Stallings. His character plays Cecil Johnson, who is a guy he comes to the church on crack. And it's all true stuff. So you got this one guy that is an addict. And then you have an Orlando Sentinel reporter who who uncovers the story, and she gets demoted from Orlando here to our small town where we're at. And then we also have the pastor who is struggling to purchase a motel to help the homeless. And the story literally is 95% true, because we actually filmed some of the stuff there at the city commission where it happened. We filmed some of the stuff at the motel where it happened. And it was such a big story that it just captured, like I said, so much news. The Orlando ABC affiliate came over here like 8 times to do stories about this. So it's a very unusual story about a church. And I think that's really what draws people, is an unusual story. And it's also a true story.
And I think that's fabulous. That's the big part of it, is it's a great story, and great stories make great movies, right? Isn't that correct? If you don't have a story,
yeah,
well, you're not going to stick with it.
You see, yeah, yes. Well, see, I'd had some success. Like I'd won Best TV Movie in Hollywood's Next Success Contest. I had another movie that won several film festivals. And so I'd already done some, smaller film. I feel like we needed to bump it up. But it always depends on the story. If you don't have the story, there's no sense of raising a dollar to shoot a movie if you don't have a story.
And there's so many people with great stories. We should find them, Art. You know what I mean? That's the thing. And we don't find those stories, people miss out on great things, because I'm telling you, I binge watch all the time Netflix and Amazon, and literally some of these movies just, oh my gosh, I put a couple minutes on, I'm like, I'm out, we go to something else. It's hard to find movies now. Everyone's creating the streaming, and we're missing out on movies. And movies, at least you could just sit down, you can watch that whole movie, enjoy yourself, and be done. Not, okay, I'm going to have to dedicate myself to this streaming service for so much time.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, he's a co-producer with me on an animated series we're working on. He produced a movie called Blue Miracle that's on Netflix, and I highly recommend you watch Blue Miracle. It's very similar to ours. It's based on a true story about a Mexican orphanage. It's got Dennis Quaid in it. Really recommend Blue Miracle on Netflix. It's a great movie, and it just... people really, and it's done extremely well on Netflix. And so it's just, I think that people, they're really compelled to things, I think, that give them inspiration and hope. And we definitely want to do that with this movie.
Awesome. And so it's coming out May 11th. Is that correct?
May 9th.
May 9th. Okay, awesome. And is it going to be in theaters or just more those distribution? What's going on?
Okay, well, that's a great question. The first step is May 9th. It'll release in theaters across the nation, but only in certain areas. It's scheduled to open in 780 theaters, but we'll probably pull that footprint back a little bit. But there's a list. If they go to novacancymovie.com, they can see the list of theaters. They can find out, you can click through from Kingstone Studios. You can go straight to Fathom Events. There's several websites that you can do that. But if they go to novacancymovie.com, they can see the exact theater location and address and everything, to be able to do it. And if they're not located by a theater, they have an option there on the website as well to go to the Faith Content Network, and they can bring it to their church or organization and they can stream it there. So we literally, from May 9th through June 9th, is available to anybody in the United States before it goes to a streaming service or television.
And it's always great to see it in the theater. How much do you like seeing your films in the theater? It's awesome, right? To get
this. It's really funny, Neil. When we showed it for distributors in Nashville, and we had a great response from the distributors, but we went to Nashville to show the movie, and I never had seen it on the big screen. I've been looking at it during the process of the editing and post and everything. I'd never seen it on the big screen. Of course, you're wild when you see it on the big screen. I always encourage people to go to the theater. But the response we had once people saw the big screen was amazing. And it was just a total different experience, Neil, seeing it on that television editing suite versus seeing it up there on the big screen. So we would love for people to support the movie and go see it in the theater.
Website again, one more time.
Novacancymovie.com.
All right. And any other projects you have going on? I always like to give you a platform for that too, for people to check out your other work.
Well, you're super kind. If they go to Kingstone Comics, we've got the most complete graphic adaptation of scripture ever been done. It's a 3 hardcover trilogy. But we're releasing this month a thing called 101 Questions, a book, a graphic novel called 101 Questions About the Bible and Christianity. And it's a really strong apologetics piece that people can, how do we get the Bible? What does the Bible say about dinosaurs? There's 101 really top hot potato questions that people have, the Bible and slavery. And so we answer those questions in comic book form. And that's a very popular series for us. And then I'm in the process of putting together at Kingstone Studios and animated. We had a really great film producer from LA come to us. We're working on an animated series based on our Kingstone comics. So we're in Leesburg, Florida. So anybody wants to come by and visit Kingstone Studios, we're glad to give them a tour.
Awesome. When I'm in town, I definitely will want to do that. I'm really learning, trying to put myself more and more with some of the things I'm doing with my agency, where I grow tribes and communities to focus on TV and film and really helping people in those specific ways. And that's where I'm focusing more and more of my attention. So I'm going to be very interested to learn more of what you do. So we'll definitely connect again and all that. And I appreciate you coming on the show, and the people definitely check out both websites, and thanks for coming on the show.
All right, Neil. Thanks, man.
All right. You're watching and listening to the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.